Sigmund Freud, the Wizard of Id.
As the founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud hypothesized that doctor-patient dialogue could improve mental health and free up deep-seated resentments he assumed everyone harbored, having spent his entire childhood being called sissy-mooned homo. Freud insisted the psyche of every human ever born could be boiled down to three basic parts: the id, the ego, and the superego. A claim so ambitious that merely suggesting it proved the existence of the latter. In his book, The Interpretation of Dreams, Freud asserted that dreams were the royal road to the unconscious, and that any pantsless hitchhikers you encountered while on that road were only there because of your daddy issues. He also advocated prescribing cocaine to treat mental illness, which may explain why many of Freud's friends and family members became increasingly dependent on his services, especially on weekends. But Freud was perhaps best remembered for his assertion that both males and females had a subconscious obsession with phalluses, causing them to see the male sex organ practically everywhere they looked. Critics, however, disputed this, saying you gotta be a pretty sick individual to see dicks all over the place.
Pseudoscience.
Of course, science and religion could never provide all the answers we humans were seeking. To help fill in the gaps, we came up with pseudoscience. We developed entire industries that promised relief from all forms of physical and emotional anguish through the simple use of herbs, stretching and/or pressing on certain parts of one's feet. And it totally worked. Like, this friend of ours had inoperable brain cancer. The doctors gave him 6 months to live, so he went to see this guy in Chinatown who told him it was actually a clogged meridian or something. Anyway, the guy massaged his armpit for 10 minutes and told him to start living again. Dude, that was 12 years ago. We shit you not.
Weaponry.
As much progress as science made to keep us alive, it was also constantly overshadowed by our new scientific ways of killing each other. When we first unlocked the power of the atom, we could have used it for anything. Free electrical power to help the poor, space travel, medical breakthroughs. Instead, our first move was to build a bomb that could etch permanent shadows on the sidewalk. The goal was to create a weapon where one man could simultaneously kill every other person, making him the winner. And so it was for millennia. Every time we made a discovery, our first order of business was deciding how it could best be used to extinguish the lives of those who hadn't thought of it yet. We never figured out solar-powered cars, but if you're in the market for some space laser-guided nuclear rocket bombs...